Welcome back, Deep Divers. Ready for another fascinating journey into the world of knowledge?
Always.
Today, we're going to take a closer look at something we all take for granted. The air we breathe.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading this primer on air pollutants.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much we don't think about it, considering it's, well, essential for life.
It really is. And it's more complex than you might think.
Exactly. So I thought we could break it down for our listeners, you know, help them understand what's actually floating around out there.
Good idea.
And what it means for our health. Because when you think about it,
right,
we breathe in all kinds of stuff, right?
All the time. And some of it's not so good for us.
Yeah, and here's something that kind of surprised me. Did you know that some pollutants actually start as gases, but then turn into solid particles? Mm. And then they hitch a ride on something called PM 2.5.
Oh, yeah, PM 2.5.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a chameleon when it comes to air pollution.
The chameleon.
Yeah. You know, it's a mixture of solid particles and liquid droplets. Kind of like dust and soot all mixed together.
Okay, dust and soot. But why a chameleon?
Well, because its composition can actually change. It kind of depends on the sources around it, so it's not just one thing.
So it's like it's carrying other pollutants?
Exactly. It acts like a tiny bus, picking up all these different pollutants along the way.
And those are the things that make it so dangerous.
Well, that's one part of it. The other thing is that those tiny particles are so small, we're talking less than 2.5 micrometers. So they can actually slip past your body's natural filters.
You mean like in your nose and throat?
Exactly. They can get deep into your lungs, and even worse, they can sneak into your bloodstream.
Into your blood. Oh, wow. So it's not just breathing problems then?
Nope, not at all. PM 2.5 can affect your whole body because it gets into your blood. It can lead to inflammation and damage in all kinds of organs.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? Like, what kind of damage?
Well, there's a higher risk of heart attacks, strokes, and even cognitive decline.
Wow, cognitive decline.
Yeah, some studies have even linked PM 2.5 exposure to developmental issues in children. It's pretty scary stuff.
It really is. I had no idea those tiny particles could cause so much trouble.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, in a lot of parts of the world, it's considered the most important pollutant to monitor.
Really? The most important?
For health, yeah. Especially low and middle income countries.
Huh. That makes sense. Maybe because the sources of PM 2.5 are more prevalent in those areas.
It's definitely a factor. Yeah. Things like industrial emissions, traffic, even agricultural practices, they can all contribute.
Okay, so a lot of different sources. But you mentioned something earlier about those gases that can transform into those solid particles.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What are those exactly?
Well, there are a bunch of them. But three of the major ones are sulfur dioxide, SO2, nitrogen dioxide, NO2, and then there are volatile organic compounds, or VOCs.
Okay, I've definitely heard of sulfur dioxide.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one linked to acid rain? Like, didn't that cause some serious damage to forests?
You're thinking of acid rain, which is caused by SO2 emissions, and yeah, it can be devastating. Wipes out entire forests, pollutes lakes and rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Big problem.
Wow, so it's a double whammy. Bad for human health and the environment. What about NO2?
That one's a troublemaker, too. Mm-hmm. It irritates the respiratory system, especially for people with asthma.
Makes sense.
But here's something interesting. NO2 is actually a key ingredient in the formation of ground-level ozone.
Wait, ozone? Isn't that the stuff that protects us from the sun?
That's right. High up in the stratosphere, ozone is our friend. But down here at ground level, it's a completely different story.
So it's good up high, bad nearby.
Exactly. Ground level ozone, or O3, is a powerful irritant to the lungs. It can cause coughing, wheezing, and even long-term damage.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. The same molecule can be good or bad depending on where it is.
So how does this bad ozone, this ground level ozone, how does it form? Well, remember those NOx gases, NO2 and nitric oxide, or NO. They react with those VOCs we talked about earlier, and you need sunlight for this. That's how ozone is born.
Okay, so NOx gases plus VOCs, bake in some sunlight, and out pops ozone.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And just like a recipe, the ingredients can vary depending on the location. You know, in urban areas, you've got lots of traffic and industrial activity.
Right.
So more NOx gases and VOCs leads to higher ozone levels, especially on sunny days.
Makes you appreciate cloudy days a little more, huh?
I know, right?
But hey, before we get too distracted by the weather, those VOCs, are they just hanging around waiting to react and form ozone? Or are they causing their own problem?
Oh, VOCs are far from innocent bystanders. They're a diverse group. You've got benzene, which is a known carcinogen found in gasoline, formaldehyde, which could be in building materials, all sorts of things.
So they're everywhere.
Pretty much. And they can cause a lot of different problems. Eye irritation, throat irritation, headaches, dizziness. Some can even damage the liver and kidneys.
So those VOCs, they're pretty sneaky, huh?
Definitely.
And to make things even more complicated, those VOCs don't just react to form ozone. Remember those sulfates and nitrates that hitch a ride on PM 2.5?
Yeah.
Well, VOCs contribute to that, too. They form something called secondary organic aerosols. It's all connected.
It really is a big tangled web of chemical reactions.
Wow, that's crazy. And we haven't even talked about carbon monoxide yet.
Yes. Carbon monoxide, the silent killer.
Yeah, that one sounds especially scary.
It is dangerous. It's colorless.
Yeah.
Odorless. And it's produced by incomplete combustion. So think gas stoves, car exhaust, fireplaces.
Things we use every day.
Exactly. And what makes carbon monoxide so dangerous is that it binds to your red blood cells, prevents them from carrying oxygen.
And that's bad.
Yeah, low concentrations, you might just feel tired, get a headache. But at high concentrations, it could be deadly.
That's terrifying. I guess that's why carbon monoxide detectors are so important.
Absolutely. You might not even know you're being affected until it's too late.
Wow. So carbon monoxide, it's also part of this whole web of reactions, right?
It is. Interacting with those NOx gases, VOCs, even ozone. It's a complicated system. But, you know, understanding all the players is the first step to finding solutions.
That's a good point. So we've met the bad guys of air pollution. PM 2.5, SO2, NO2, VOCs, ozone, and carbon monoxide. But now I'm wondering, where are all these pollutants coming from?
Well, that's a great question. It's one we're going to tackle in the next part of our deep dive. We'll be